Ryan Callahan is wearing a large white cowboy hat and a leather jacket. As a version of Tom Petty's Free-Falling plays, he walks through the crowd talking to everyone. Callahan moved to Nashua from Dallas and says the city could use more events like this one.
They need it. It actually makes the downtown more presentable. You know, gives it the attention that it deserves. You know, Nashua's a great city for this kind of culture, and I love it.
The live music series was developed by the nonprofit organization Great American Downtown. The group has been striving to feature more arts and music in Nashua. The organization also presents The Taste of Downtown, Holiday Stroll, and the Sunday Farmers Market. Rebecca Dixon is the group's executive director. She says its goal is to create a more vibrant downtown.
It's making things happen during the summer. A lot of the businesses experience a little bit of a slowdown in the summer in downtown, and the more we can bring people out and have them experience a fun night downtown, they might find a shop that they haven't been into before or a restaurant that they'd like to try, and just familiarize folks with the downtown and get people out and have a fun night.
The Downtown Music Festival includes 3 concerts over 3 months. Dixon says that Country Fest North, the first installment of the Downtown Music Festival series in June, went well with about 400 people turning out. This Saturday's 80s rock show will be the final concert.
We do predict that to be the heaviest turnout because of the 80s music following. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're having Bon Jovi tribute band and a Journey tribute band. So I expect it's going to be a good night to rock out.
Last month's theme was 90s music. Matt Jackson and his band played an eclectic mix of 90s music, oldies, current hits, and original songs to the gathering audience. Sarah Roy of Nashua was at the show with her family and little boy, who brought along his blue ukulele. Roy says they look for opportunities to head downtown.
We try to, yeah, whenever we can. It's a good way to, you know, keep him entertained.
And that's exactly what Great American Downtown is going for, attracting residents and families to the city's arts and culture scene. Ryan Callahan says he spends as much time downtown as he can and is already planning to attend 80s Rock Night.
I might scare a few people away with my costume. Long hair, have a radio on my side, a box of pizza, pizza slice in my hand, and a big radio on my shoulder. Kind of the 80s way, New York style.
Dixon says the festival attracted more than 400 people for 90s Night. She says now the goal is to keep people coming downtown. For NHPR News, I'm Tina Forbes.